This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Baby, let's just dance, dance. Let's just dance, baby. I just wanna dance, 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 dance. Can you feel it? Can you take it? Can you come and embrace it? All of this electricity. Do it right now, right, right, right now. Turn the volume up loud. Give me your electricity.
Hello, Fitjets. Welcome to this very special episode of Back to the Bar. This is bitch number one, Christy.
And bitch number two, Kelly.
Kelly!
Yay!
We're having a party! And look what I'm wearing.
I see you have your party shirt on, your disco ball. I didn't know it was a Sundays party. I didn't dress for that.
No, you look cute. I went to the depths of hell to find this bitch. Here's my problem with this shirt. It is so itchy. How did I wear this all day?
Yeah.
I think I had layers of Spanx on.
I'm sparkly top today too. You know me, I don't really like disco ball shirts. So
I don't like this shirt either. But I was
the thing I love is that it's not only fucking disco ball; it's one short.
I know.
Look, this is iconic. Oh,
got a double doozy.
It's iconic. It's really itchy. It's disgusting. I hate it. And oh god, as I was going through that bucket, I had all kinds of shit down there. I got wild dance mom throwbacks.
Yeah.
I know. My clothes were tragic. Truly tragic. Truly. They were bad. They were super bad. I like your vest. You look cute.
Thank you.
You look cute.
I have shorts on with it.
When you stood up, I'm dying because that's like a dirty little secret from dance moms is we used to go into interview like from the waist up. And the waist down, we had on like pajama pants. So there you go. We weren't pretty down below.
I'm still using that trick.
I mean, it's a great trick. I did it all through every time I sat on Zoom.
Yeah.
You know, why not? Although I do have jeans on today, but whatever. All right. What are you drinking?
I'm very boring today because I'm hungover.
Oh God. You and me both, sister. Oh, a Corona.
And I didn't even open it yet.
I was just going to say, it's not even open.
I got my opener.
I'm drinking champagne, but too bad you're not here to have some.
I know.
Woo!
There we go. I popped it.
Because it's a party. I didn't even think that.
I know.
Bitch. I got it's fucking beer.
What did you say? You have a fucking beer. But you know what, Kel? I think of you when I see Corona. So it's perfect.
Yeah. Because I broke it in your pool, remember?
Yes, but you used to also drink those little pony bottles.
I know. I like those.
Yeah,
I know. I do, because you know what? They stay cold.
I know.
Like, you drink them faster.
I know.
When you drink a lot of them, it's not good because you just are constantly like going to the refrigerator to get one.
Well, you used to get the buckets at the table.
At home, I'm saying.
Yeah. You and Diane. God, I don't think I can wear this shirt the whole time. I'm itching to death. Jesus. I had to have Spanx on under here back then. Those were my Spanx wearing days.
Yeah, you did wear Spanx.
We did wear Spanx. Remember the camera guys?
I always sat there in those all day. I can't wear them for 10 minutes. They give me a stomach ache.
Yeah, you always said that. I don't know how.
Like, they're squishing you.
Well, they do squish things.
Ugh.
Things are all like sweaty. They're all on top of each other. It's all
ew,
gross. Yeah. It's definitely, they weren't comfy.
I'm not a Spanx girl.
No, you never were a Spanx girl. And you always said, I don't like the way they make my ass look.
Yeah, because it squishes it all together. And then, like, I don't know.
You have a unibutt.
Yeah, like, I don't like them.
Well, you know, have you seen the Spanx now that are thong?
No.
Oh my God. Well, let me tell you a little story about those.
Spanx, though, is to suck in my ass. So you're good as a thong.
Well, I'm wearing Spanx to suck in my belly. And so if you wanted your ass to look nice, but here's the problem, is the thong is this skinny, okay? Then it has all of the suction up high. So the amount of pressure on that little string in certain parts of your body is unbearable.
Ah, you have them.
I've worn them for about 3 minutes and I'm like, fuck these.
Ew.
They're terrible. Like, you almost get like rope burned.
Where you don't want it.
No, you do not want rope burn in that area.
My God, the shit we talked about.
I know.
Move on.
I know. I know. Look, rope burn. It's terrible.
Gross.
Yeah, it's awful.
Ew, thought is terrible.
Uh-huh. Well, look, I have that. See that little laser hair remover back there?
Yeah.
So I got laser hair removal years ago. But there are some parts of my body, and I literally got it on every morsel of my body. But there are some parts that I still, like, it wasn't as effective. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this little guy. And I'm using it, like, on those parts to do it. It's actually working at home. I don't really buy into, like, it would actually work, you know? And that little thing works, but I'm in like some nether regions just touching some things up.
Ew.
Kelly, it's a part of life.
Oh my God.
Didn't Brooke teach you that on the back of the bus?
And our little Patreon friends don't want to know that shit.
No, this is on the public episode.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, I don't care. Everybody does grooming. Well, except for the Disco Bush situation. Yeah. The Disco Bush situation.
She might now, but back then, no, Disco Bush.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I'm going to think that she's probably well-maintained now. We've all kind of
changed the subject. What are we talking about?
It's our anniversary-ish edition.
Friends.
Yeah, so, okay, we're doing a very special celebration today because I realized this. We met 20 years ago. Chloe and Paige took their very first dance class 20 years ago, probably, early September, right after Labor Day, we would have gone back. And so Kelly and I met on that very first day of class. So it is our 20th friendiversary. There's not many people in the bubble of friendship who have been on quite such a wild ride with a friend.
Yeah.
In a million billion years, would you have ever thought, like, where our friendship would have gone through.
No. I think when we first met, we were, like, making fun of each other. You were making fun of me.
Paige had slippers on.
You knew Paige was my third child because she had, like, bedroom slippers on instead of ballet slippers.
And you were making fun of me because you're like, oh, that's your first kid. Because you're like, you're really invested. Yeah,
prim and proper. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an only child. For sure.
Oh, yeah. She was an only child. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
She was an only child for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went into dance class. And the interesting thing was our girls took, I think it was Thursday or Tuesday afternoons? I think it was Thursday afternoons. I
don't remember.
It was either Tuesday or Thursday. And it was like, I think 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And they were in the baby ballerina class. And you were supposed to be three to take this class. And Chloe was not. She was two.
And you were supposed to be potty trained.
And Chloe was not. So, and Paige actually turned three at the end of October. She wasn't even three yet.
November 1st.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I always think of her birthday at Halloween because she went into labor at Halloween. But yeah, November 1st. So I remember calling the studio because I wanted to put Chloe in class. And I remember Abby answered the phone and I just knew it was her. And the reason I knew it was her is because my cousin's little girl had danced at Abby's studio. So I had like been to a recital or two and it was close to our house. So I called and I was like, hey, you know, I have a 2-year-old. Is there any way she can be in the baby ballerinas class? Da, 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 da. And I remember this very abrupt woman on the phone being like, well, she potty trained. And I was like, yes, she was not. She's like, as long as she doesn't pee on the floor, she can come in. I'm like, oh, God.
We've had like people pee in the room that were
7, 8.
I don't know that we could go by that.
Correct. I remember standing there that day and I'm like, she just pee on the floor? How does that happen? Okay. So here's me being so not a good dance mom back then. I did not know. I guess I knew, but I didn't really think about it. I put Chloe's tap shoes on her and let her walk through the parking lot in her tap shoes. Like those were her shoes she wore into the building. Could you imagine? Who was I?
I know.
I was an imposter.
And I taught you a lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, you did. You did. For sure. For sure. Because like you had Brooke. And so we were sitting upstairs. There weren't a whole lot of moms because it was a small baby class. And Miss Jennifer was the teacher. And it was 45 minutes long. And they had 15 minutes of ballet, 15 minutes of tap, and 15 minutes of acro. And that's it.
Yep.
And again, your mom was with you on that first day. She came to watch Paige. And I'm sure you had Josh. Brooke was in kindergarten. Did Brooke go to full day kindergarten or was she half day? Was she with you?
I don't know if Brooke would have been with me or not.
I don't specifically remember if Brooke was there that day. I obviously saw Brooke, you know, because she was this teeny cute little thing who was, I mean, my God, can you imagine baby Brooke? 5-year-old Brooke. She was as big as a flea.
All my kids were the same size at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke was tiny. Josh was normal and Paige was
tall.
But when they were that age, they were all three the same height. People thought I had triplets.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, oh, God, to that. I'm saying, oh, God, could you imagine having triplets?
Yeah.
Although, I don't know if you had it any much better. Didn't you used to go to the grocery store with one cart full of kids?
You have to think of that whenever you have kids like that, because I had three under the age of three. Like, I couldn't walk through the grocery store with Brooke. So I would carry Paige in a pouch, and Josh would sit in the seat thing of the grocery cart, and Brooke would sit in the buggy part.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I had like no room for groceries.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how many times a week did you have to go to the grocery store?
Like, I had to go to the grocery store like every day because I didn't have no room to put the groceries.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, like God. Whenever you're getting pregnant, like you don't think of them kind of things.
Well, now you do. I think I would think that you're giving a public service message to everyone.
Or go like, when your husband gets home from work, which I never did that.
Well, because who has energy at the end of the day?
Huh.
No. Oh, God. You had a 6-month-old, got pregnant, then had a 15-month-old and a 6-month-old and got pregnant. Oh, no.
Because that's another thing. When your doctor tells you that you don't get pregnant when you're nursing, they're full of shit.
Yeah, that's a lie.
It happened to me twice.
Yeah, that's a total lie. And you don't even like to have sex.
I know.
Yeah.
Must have been 3 years. I must have liked it. Well, maybe I didn't like it. I just wanted babies.
Maybe.
I knew I always wanted to be a mom. That was like, because everybody used to say, did you go to college? And I'm like, no, because I knew I would never wanted to work.
Yeah, you wanted to be a mom.
My goal in life was to be a mom.
Well, and now you have 3 kids who now are full grown functioning as adults. You did it. Okay, so first day of class, you know, Josh was there. Chloe and Paige were in class and they were so cute. You couldn't stand how cute they were.
Remember their little pudgy, like now Paige, I don't think I could ever really say that Paige was chubby, but
no.
Her little legs were chubby when she was 3.
Yeah. And they did this little bunny dance, the little bunny jamboree. And they like turned around and they put their hands on the ground, but their legs were straight. And they like walked to the back on stage and their little chunky legs in those white tights. They were cute.
They were so, they looked like even back then.
Oh my God. Nobody knew.
Like their grandparents would be like, which one is Paige? Because yeah. Like they couldn't tell the difference between Paige and Chloe.
Because they had all of that blonde hair.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Kelly and I were legit with the hair. Like, we were like, they were going to have the most spectacular hair. They couldn't dance for shit, but they looked amazing. Yeah, so they were really cute. Oh, but they went into class and they immediately, they didn't know each other, but they held hands.
Yeah.
Like, they went, they held hands.
But then I was gonna say, like, we knew we were going to be friends just because we were both like anal with the hair and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, like, when I could tell the way you like did their hair and stuff, like, I knew we were going to be friends.
Absolutely. And you, and I don't mean this in a snotty way, because I'm the exact same way. There's not very many other dance moms that I would have asked for any piece of advice. Because I just knew what I was doing. You know what I mean? Well, minus the tap shoes in year one, but you know what I mean? Like, people asked us, how are you doing this? You know, how are you doing that? Like, can you do this? And
well, between like, the two of us, we knew one of us would know what.
Oh, how to figure it out. Absolutely. Without a doubt. If something needed, whatever it was, we could figure it out. And it's probably because we're both crafty.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're both good at that kind of stuff. And I mean, we were both good at hair and makeup. I would say I was probably better at hair than makeup, but I could do makeup, you know, like, it was no problem. I would say, if you had to say to me, gun to my head, what are you better at? Probably hair. I could get a French twist up in like 3 seconds, you know, like,
great. Did it every damn day.
Yeah. When we shot the first scene, for some of the first scenes of Dance Moms, this never aired. We had this scene where we were doing like training to be a dance mom. Do you remember that? Where the kids, it was all these.
Built it?
Yeah. It was all these tests. That's when Chloe won the turning contest. Abby had a stopwatch and we had to get a French twist up in a minute.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We did it.
Maybe me and you did it. Did the other moms
no.
do it? I was going to say, because I
no.
don't
think. It was Jill. Or no, Jill wasn't there. Jill could have done it. It was Melissa, Holly, and Kathy. No.
Yeah.
Did you see Vivi's eyelashes?
She wasn't getting that hair up in a French twist. Poor Vivi. Just to kind of give you guys a little bit of information, we thought it would be super fun today. We are bringing on our intern in just a few minutes, and he has a game that we're going to play with each other. And neither one of us know the questions to this. And it's like, how well do we know one another? That'll be fun.
I am at a disadvantage, though.
Because you have a bird brain?
Well, first of all, because I'm a bird brain, fucking bitch. elephant brain. And I am so hungover today. My brain doesn't want to work. My little burn brain doesn't want to think.
I am hungover too, Kelly. I went out last night.
Wyatt.
I am hungover. I told you this morning I was sending you vomit emojis.
I had to get out of our party.
I was trying to get out of our party. But before we go, we got probably the greatest anniversary gift of all time this morning.
How about I couldn't even listen to it this morning because...
I know. Somebody sent me something this morning and I immediately sent it to Kelly in like capital letters. I was like, Kelly, and I was probably screaming at you and you're like, I can't even read this. And what did I write in there? I wrote like everything we've said. I don't even know what I said.
I didn't even read it.
I wrote, we finally have confirmation. So for years, Kelly and I have always said a couple of things as actual fact on the show. And we were told on TV and by fans over and over and over again. Kelly, is my name just in there as Lukasiak? You're such a fuck. Yeah. Somebody sent this to me and I almost shit. And then Kelly didn't answer. And I'm like, how do you not react to this?
But because I was hungover.
Right. I know now. I know. I'm going to hold up my phone to the microphone so that people can hear it because I know you're not going to be able to hear it. So this was a TikTok that someone sent us. I'm just going to play it and then Kelly and I will react to it. Let me make sure my volume's up. I hope this works. We've never done such things before.
Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms was just asked why Maddie was her favorite. And Abby said something really interesting, and it makes Melissa look super shady.
When Maddie's mother went to the school, picked her up, brought her to the dance studio, where she learned her solo without any cameras there, wink, wink, where she learned part of the group dance without anybody else being there. Her mother took her back to school. She walked in the door. 10 minutes later, turned around, walked out, dismissed with her little sister. And Mackenzie never knew that Maddie wasn't there all day. And this went on for years. So the favorite thing could have been any one of the kids whose mothers were willing to go get them out of school all day.
Told you so.
I know.
Told you so.
We always said that.
Yes. It was sworn up and down, in and out, that we were liars. We were jealous. Maddie was smarter. We were saying terrible things about a child. And I want to also point out, Abby's trying to make herself look good there when she said anybody could have done it. We were never given that option.
No.
No.
I wouldn't have taken my kids out of school, though.
Oh, I wouldn't have either at all.
I mean, I think school is important. Like, I don't know. I would not pull my kids out of school to learn a dance so they could
look better on TV. And that's what it was. It was so that she had an advantage. And it is out of Abby's mouth right there after years of everybody saying that we are jealous liars.
There it is. How she looks on that video.
I wasn't looking at her.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Lots of plastic surgery, I think, going on there.
Yeah. And also, we're used to seeing her flatten her features so much in Facetune. I'm not used to seeing her real anymore. Because she like airbrushes herself.
I haven't seen her in a while, so I don't know.
I'll have to go back and watch. I do think that she's had some plastic surgery. I don't know that for a fact, but I do believe she has, like, on her face. And I think it's obvious. But that's just me saying that.
Yes, so that was her birthday present.
That was the present.
So all of we're not liars and we're not jealous.
Yeah. And we weren't making things up to make a kid look bad. And P.S., we were never saying it about Maddie. We were saying it that Melissa and Abby were sneaky.
Yeah.
Thinking about it from Maddie's perspective, she had to like keep that a secret from all of her friends. And, you know, that would have sucked for her.
But you know what I think is funny is that they hid it from Mackenzie.
Yeah.
So Mackenzie couldn't tell anybody.
Oh, because Mackenzie would have told.
Yeah. Like, so she didn't know. So she didn't have to lie about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Nope. Nope. But isn't that wild? So there you have it. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
All right. We're going to let Matt come in now. Are you ready for our game, Cal?
Yes.
Okay. Let's admit Matt. Here he comes. Hello, Matt.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, I like, were you channeling my hair color?
I thought that when I came in, I'm like, oh, I'm looking like Christy today.
You are. I actually had that hairdo once in an interview. I'm sure of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like a curl.
Oh, my God. It's like when Jill came back on the episode and she had Kelly's hair. You showed up as me. And look, I'm wearing my disco ball shirt in honor of the anniversary.
And off the shoulder.
Yeah. I'm checking all the boxes.
I drove around all morning trying to find a pink sequin shirt. I could not find one. TJ Maxx, the guy there, thought I was nuts.
I appreciate the effort.
You could have called Christy. She could have sent you one. Yeah. It's a whole box of sequins.
Yes. Yeah. And mine are all vintage. So you would have had a really special shirt.
I've been pointing heads.
Yes, for sure. Well, Matt, we're excited to have you here. I explained to all the listeners. Oh, well, first of all, cheers. I see that maybe you're toasting us as well. Cheers.
I went and bought this morning for you guys.
Thanks. Cheers. Cheers.
It is. We're hungover.
Yeah, we're hungover.
I can't be.
I feel like that's appropriate for our anniversary special.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on brand.
Exactly.
Totally on brand. So I was explaining to all of the listeners that we gave you the assignment of coming up with questions for, what is it? Who knows you better or how well do we know each other? What, I don't know the exact name of the game.
There isn't a name for the game.
It's just fun questions.
Yeah, just fun questions about each other. You have to answer them about each other. Ugh. Did you explain a little twist for everyone?
I didn't.
You have to take a drink.
Oh, I forgot that twist. Come on, guys, I'm hungover.
Well, we could say for everyone you get right, I have to drink.
Ugh.
But that means for everyone I get right, you have to drink.
No.
Because you know.
You've got an elephant brain and I got a bird brain. Yes.
I'll just have a brisk and a champagne flute. I'll drink for you.
Brisk and a champagne flute. I love that. Well, yesterday Matt was DMing us and he said, I'll try to stay away from questions like, how old were you when you lost your virginity? And I'm like, oh my God.
I put that question on here just as a filler.
I'm going to say Kelly was 54.
That's not very nice, Christy. Well,
I was saying it.
Why have I been with you for 20 years?
I was trying to make you pure.
You're a saint, not a sinner.
Correct. Yes. I might be a sinner. Okay. So are we ready?
So there are questions for both of you. So I don't know how you guys want to go about who answers first.
Okay.
You could just go, but you guys could just switch every other.
Yeah. All right, Kel, you answer the first one first, and then I'll answer it after you.
All right. These are just kind of like simple, like basic questions okay. in the beginning. So the first one is, what is the other's middle name?
Oh,
I don't know.
You don't know my middle name?
Marie.
Close. I'm Maria. My name is Christina Maria. Is that not so fucking unfortunate?
Marie sounds better.
Right now, I sound like the Nina, the Pinta, and the Christina Maria.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I know you're Lynn.
Do I get a drink?
Yeah, you got it wrong.
I have a scoreboard on here I'll be filling out just so we could say at the end who the winner was.
That was pretty damn close.
All right, give her half a point. We'll give you half a point.
All right.
You were only one letter off.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why it didn't occur to me that your full name's Christina.
Oh, nobody calls me that. I am just Christy. When Mark is like torturing me, he calls me Tina. I'm like, do not. Could you imagine? I'm not a Tina. It's what he writes in his journal. Tina is obnoxious. All right. So what is the next question?
What is the other's favorite color?
Oh my God. Chrissy's is pink.
Yeah, for sure. I think this is Paige, but is yours yellow?
Yes.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
We both got it right.
I'm not drinking.
All right. What is the other's go-to drink at the bar? Go-to order?
Well, it depends.
Exactly. It's either, sometimes you do vodka soda, sometimes you do vodka water, mm-hmm. or you do white wine.
Yes.
Or tea.
Correct. And you-
So it depends on the situation.
Yeah. Like, I know you're a vodka water, but I also know that you used to do a lot of dirty martinis. I also know that you do like a Corona, clearly. You are not opposed to a Twisted Tea. Oh, you like a pineapple upside down martini as well.
Got them all right. There's art.
All right. The better question is, what drinks do we not like?
Do we not like? Yes. That would be easier.
That was long.
Well, I mean, look.
You forgot red wine. That is my...
Oh, God. Sorry. And you do drink a lot of red wine when you cook. Yeah.
All right. Next question. This one. At what age did they have their first kiss?
Oh, God. I don't even know if I know my own.
I don't know if I know my own either. I think I do.
Okay. Just tell me what yours was. I don't know. I have to think of what mine was. Hold on. How old was I?
You just estimate.
I mean, I was in middle school, like eighth grade, maybe. What is that? 13?
13, 14. Yeah.
Yeah. Kel?
What is sixth grade?
12.
Yeah. Like. 11,
it
12.
Wasn't like a real kiss, though. I was playing spin the bottle.
Well, that counts.
In sixth grade.
But I mean, it wasn't like I liked the boy and I like kissed him because I wanted to kiss somebody. It was I had to kiss him because my stupid bottle landed on him. And oh, my God, I will never forget it. He's such a nerd. Did not like my first kiss, I have to say. Drink, because neither one of us knew that answer. How old were you? Did you say 13?
I want to say I might have been 12. I don't know. It was in around that age. 12, 13.
We're both sluts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheers, sister.
Cheers. Actually, Kelly, by today's standards, we're very pious because I know 12 and 13-year-olds who are like, the stories I hear are insane. So we're not sluts. At least that's what I'm saying.
13. What was the name of their first boyfriend? I imagine we'll all be drinking.
Brandy. You always say Brandy was my first boyfriend.
No. I'll clarify, real boyfriend, yeah.
I don't know if you could say that.
Yeah, like my first real boyfriend that I would consider my first boyfriend. You're not going to know this. I don't think I ever said his name.
Oh, then I guess I don't know it.
What was the slide guy's name? Was he your first boyfriend?
Slide guy. Slide guy.
Was he your first boyfriend?
Yeah, I think he was.
Oh, my first boyfriend was like in fifth or sixth grade. You know, like your boyfriend. His name was Corey.
Yeah, I don't know Corey.
No, but my first boyfriend in high school was Nathan. Yeah, I just know the slide guy.
Okay,
I'm intrigued we'll about the slide guy, but I don't know if I want to know.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, so one wild thing Kelly's done in her life, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'll drink.
All I have to say is, I don't want to give away too much, but let's just say that he remained in your life peripherally and his wife did not care for it.
All right. So next question is, how old was the other when they had their first child?
Oh.
You're adding.
I'm trying to. I don't know. Were you 26, 27?
26.
26. Okay.
What were you? I can't even add.
Little younger.
22.
No, a little older. Keep going.
23.
24. You got it. 24. Kelly's not good at math. She never went math class.
I can't do math. I am hungover.
And you only ever brought your nail file to math class.
I know.
Yes.
I don't blame you.
I told you it's because I didn't want to go to school. I wanted to have a baby.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Working on the scoreboard quick. So what is their favorite style of dance to watch their children perform?
Okay. I got two chances. Kelly for Brooke is acro. And for Paige, I'd say musical theater.
Well, you know, I don't know that I'm giving you that.
No?
No, because you think that because that's what they were always given.
Well, I'm thinking that because you always said about Paige specifically that you liked her in dances that had a lot of personality. And to me, musical theater is personality.
I'd like Paige with chair dances. So you got that wrong.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't know chair dance was a category. Okay. So we like Paige in a chair dance. I'll drink. Okay. Then for Brooke, you like Brooke in a tap number. Okay. Is that good?
No.
I know.
I don't know what I like Brooke in. Probably, I'll give you Brooke, I guess. I like her in the room.
Yeah. Brooke's fun to watch in acro. Like in
contemporary.
Lyrical contemporary, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But I think we both should say.
Not hip hop.
That's what I was going to say. We should both say we like hip hop.
Yeah. Light my fire.
Light my fire.
Did you ever see our two girls hip hop?
Yeah, he said, light my fire.
My favorite is Don't Ask, Just Tell.
Oh my God. That's when they're in the camo pants or whatever.
The gay dance.
Oh, was it the? Oh my God. That's when Kelly had to have the gay talk.
Oh my God. I didn't even do that.
That goes down as my favorite scene of Dance Moms ever.
Oh, really? Well, I just have to say the girls cannot hip hop.
No. One of my favorite scenes that never, ever happened would have been if the girls had to do the Palestinian dance. Remember I read you the ideas that the producers had. Could you imagine Abby having to explain that shit? She couldn't explain the voyage home. They were immigrating through Staten Island on the Titanic.
Just you wait for the cross dance.
There's a cross dance?
Exorcism, something offensive. Yeah, that dance happened.
Oh, I didn't know. See, we have no idea what's coming our way.
See, we didn't watch.
Mm-mm. I don't want to watch. But, oh, good. Okay.
Just you wait. That one comes.
Did Kendall get a special part?
Little Kendall.
I could be making this up, but I think she did. I think they put her in a hijab. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Oh, no.
Pants is fucking awful.
Oh, no.
One of the girls is wearing one. I cannot remember.
Oh, wow.
Well, we'll get to
off the rails after you guys left.
Give our reactions to that when we get to that episode.
Oh, you've got some time. Don't worry.
Oh, God.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts, tees, and my personal favorite, easy breezy, beautiful, and cute summer dresses. I also wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like their premium European dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. Washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. So I just bought this washable silk dress from Quince that had this print that I saw actually on a high-end couture dress that I was dying for. And luckily, or just surprisingly, I was searching through the Quince website and I saw the dress and I was like, oh, I cannot believe it's almost the exact same print. Plus, it was washable silk and the price point was unbelievable. So now every time I wear this dress, I feel like I'm wearing a couture gown that was very affordable. In fact, it was not even $100. So you can have the same if you go to Quince. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/bar for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bar to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bar.
All right. So next on the notes is the virginity question.
Okay.
So we're going to skip that one.
I mean, I was seven.
I have a note, bonus points if you know who it was with.
Slide guy.
It was slide guy.
I'm just going to answer slide guy for everything. Slide guy.
Oh my God. Move on.
Slide guy.
What is their dream or favorite vacation spot? You could do either or for this one or answer both if you'd like.
The favorite vacation spot? I would say for you, south of France.
Oh yeah, 100%. I would say for you, honestly, you like a beach, like a tropical, like, right? I mean.
Where? I have two.
Well, I remember you like to go to
Where
Jamaica.
Do I want to go the most? Where do I want to go the most? You know this.
Where do you want to go the most? Australia?
Oh.
Okay. You used to say you wanted to go to Australia. Let me think. Where do you want to go the most? I know you went to Bermuda. I know we went to Key West. That was fun. I know that when you were in Jamaica, you drank banana daiquiris a lot. God, where do you want to go?
Greece.
Oh, yes. I'm thinking like, yes, I do know you want to go to Greece. Maybe we should go to Greece.
As far as the beach place, it would be Bali, I think.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. I think Diane went to Bali. No, she went to Thailand.
You got that wrong.
I did get that wrong.
I got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Brooke just in Bali or somewhere like that?
Yeah.
We need to go to Greece and get fans or friends or whatever to go to Greece. That's the
yeah, end all be all. That's what I was trying to say to you, to think of where I tell you I wanted to go, because think of when we were planning our trip.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's go.
Let us know in the comments if you guys want to go to Greece with us.
I want to go.
Yeah. Greece is fun. I have never been, but I'm sure I would love it. It's just so pretty. Like, it's so pretty.
I want to ride the, what are they, mules up the thing in Santorini?
Oh, yeah. Remember we rode those mules in Grand Canyon? That's fucking scary.
Yeah.
When they would get next to the edge and we're like, ah! And then our children are on these giant mules and they're like being bad. And we're like, stop it.
Remember one of them's name was Snoopy.
I think so. And Paige started screaming that they were pooping tennis balls. You could always count on Paige.
You remember that trip though, Christy?
Oh my fuck.
We were in Vegas and me, Randy, Christy, Brooke, Josh, Paige, and Chloe all got in my van and drove to the Grand Canyon.
The north rim of the Grand Canyon. Let's be specific, because the south rim, I think, is close to Vegas. The north rim, not
Christy
so close.
Christy and I wanted to kill ourselves.
We did nothing but bitch for like 8 hours in the car.
Oh my God, it was horrible. Then we got there and the kids, we stayed in these little like cabin things and they had no TV. Well, our kids were like, what the hell do you mean there's no TV?
Yeah.
How is there not a TV? We're like, there are no TVs here. That like they just couldn't comprehend that somewhere in the world did not have a TV.
But when we first arrived, we went to this cookout first. And when we got there, we saw kind of like a rim, like of a cliff. And Kelly and I are like, is that fucking it? Or like, we drove all that way for that. And Randy wanted to stab us. He's like, you guys are doing nothing but bitch.
It was a music thing.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was some kind of music.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They played music and they had like beans and cans and shit. And we're like, what are we doing here? This is not our vibe.
No, not good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Randy wanted us dead.
We drag on our answers, don't we, Matt?
Mm-hmm. Randy did want us dead. I think what he said at one point was, I've never met somebody who bitched as much as Kelly. And we're like, hey.
Randy said that?
Yeah, about me. Because all we did was bitch.
We did. It was terrible.
And Chloe and Josh were fighting like fucking lunatics. I wanted to stab both of them.
They were always like a little married couple.
Yeah. We were like, stop it. I remember Randy getting really pissed at Josh because he couldn't get pissed at Chloe because she wasn't his daughter.
Josh got in trouble.
So Josh got in
trouble. Or Josh. And with all the girls.
Oh.
Always stuck with all girls.
Terrible. And then we got to Vegas and Melissa showed up in a limo with her two kids because she wanted them to feel like Hannah Montana. Remember?
I still have that picture of Josh in the limo with all of them.
Oh, yeah? That's so funny.
Yeah. It was Josh and like 10 little girls.
That's hysterical.
Wait, so was this before or after the show? Because I'm thinking about the whole TV thing. Like, they didn't even have like phones or anything.
No. Oh, yeah. And our phones barely worked because, I mean, it's remote. And we saw Blue Squirrel. There was like a rare blue squirrel.
Where?
I don't know, in the park somewhere.
I don't remember no squirrel
and
being
there. There was a blue squirrel. And then I asked one of the park rangers, I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is really high. And I was like, has anyone ever fallen? And he looks at me and he goes, every week. And I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm like, no rails. No rails.
The south ring has rails, don't they?
I don't know.
I think they have like rope things up.
I don't know, but all I know is that our kids could not be trusted without rails.
It would be like running on the trail.
Oh yeah.
It was a lot. It was a lot. I mean, look, they were always a lot. Okay, what's up next?
All right. What would be the other's ideal date?
Our Golden Girls house. That's her ideal date. Leaving our husbands at home.
No, oh God. What would be your date?
Oh, God. Can we skip that? My ideal date is a girl's night out or a girl's night in.
I was going to say no man there.
Yeah.
My favorite date would be like me in a bubble bath with a glass of wine and some candles.
Yeah. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we both want to have the same date.
Yeah. Although I would like to hang out in our jammies because we always did this on Saturday nights after competitions when the kids would go in one room and we'd be in the other room and we just had like two bottles of wine. I had white, you had red. And we would hang out in the room and we would like literally debrief the whole day. And all we could do would, well, first of all, we would bitch for sure. But second of all you could do was fucking laugh at that shit. I mean, that's all we could do. We would sit there and we were like, and then did you see? Oh my God. I cannot wait to get to the episode where you stand in the aisle for 45 minutes.
For the Mrs. Miller over.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then Holly, which we'll talk about in this episode when we get to it. But this is before SeaWorld was a terrible place for whales. And like, we didn't know. So we'd like wanted to go to SeaWorld. We were staying at the SeaWorld Hotel. And Holly was sitting there, and you guys were sitting there for like 45 minutes, and the day had been running faster than we had normally expected it to run. So we were like, oh my God, we're going to get out of here early. And then Kelly had the seal off, and it pushed everything back. And Holly was sitting there next to me, and she goes,
Shamu was waiting for you.
No, she goes, I just wanted to go to SeaWorld.
I screwed it up.
Oh my God. And that was the night we
got to see Shamu. Abby was there.
Yeah. And then that was the night.
Never seen new outfit on that day, though. See, could have just changed her outfit and we'd have been good.
Abby in her Shamu outfit. That's terrible. Oh, well, freaking Ed showed up with his whale mug.
I know.
Oh, God.
I considered going and finding a whale mug.
Oh. That would have been a moment, right?
Yeah, I settled for a champagne flute.
I mean, I love it. I respect it. I think it's great.
Now I'm thinking about the Shamu outfit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you ever see it?
Yeah.
You did see it? Okay.
How do you not see? You literally were standing there. She's like, she's wearing her Shamu outfit.
I didn't know I said it on camera.
Yes. No wonder why people fucking hate
it. I never had a filter, did I?
No. But to be fair, neither did she.
Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Neither did she.
All right. What's our next question?
I don't even know if you guys are going to answer this one. What is the other's most embarrassing moment?
Oh, I don't even know.
I wrote that one forgetting that you guys were on TV.
I'm like, okay, what's my favorite Kelly moment? How's that? And do you have that coming up?
No, I don't. So we could change it because these are questions for normal people.
Okay.
Not what's ones who have their lives put on TV.
We are not normal.
No. Let me think. Some of my favorite Kelly moments. I mean, I fucking love every time I get a wild, like, I fell out of an attic or fell on a boat or fell in a bush story. I do like those. You fell in a bush yesterday?
I would have to say our naked pizza story. Oh,
naked pizza is so iconic, and it so sums up, that entire night sums up who we are. Like, you're in a corner dancing on a couch. I'm telling Kevin Hart, I'm not impressed by him.
It is hysterical because he's so big.
I know.
He's on every freaking commercial and everything. And every time I see him on a commercial, I think to myself, I met him twice and neither time did I know who he was. Yes. Like, how sad is that?
To be fair, he wasn't as big of a deal back then.
But when I met him at New York Fashion Week, he was pretty big.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, but that whole night was wild. And me being like, do you have pajamas? Oh, fuck you. I'm just going to sleep naked. Don't look. You know, like the whole thing is just so us.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. It's so us.
Yeah.
Oh, Cal, I'm going to get a little choked up. We have so many fucking insanely wild moments. Like the night that I thought, I didn't know I was pregnant, but I suspected I was pregnant or could be. Like, you know, sometimes before you find out you're pregnant, Matt, I know you don't know this, but before you find out you're pregnant, you kind of sometimes you're like, I could be pregnant, maybe, but it's like 3 weeks in and you don't really know. But we were at a Christmas party and we were all clearly drinking. And I was like, I probably shouldn't be drinking. What if I'm pregnant? And then we were in the bathroom with other dance moms, not from the show, just dance moms. And everyone had their tits out. Literally everyone in the bathroom, shirts were over their heads. Everyone was talking about like how they had a boob reduction.
Tanya, she had just had hers done, didn't she? And so she wanted to show
her. I don't know. But then
her and Margie ended up like comparing.
Yeah, my nipple was on the table. I'm like, what the fuck? And then there was the time way before the show that we were in New York and we got in the elevator with Flava Flav. And our kids are like, we like your clock.
Probably is finding our things humorous, but us.
Now, wait, the other
they
thing
don't that, the backstories.
The other thing that's really funny about New York is that when we filmed the auditions for Dance Moms and Abby sent us away like Cinderella's stepsister or Cinderella and she was the mean stepmother. When we went to New York, our kids were competing for title. Right? Like Brooke was competing for title because of the way her birthday felt, all this stuff. So it was just Kelly and I in New York. And I believe we may or may not have been hungover. So we went to our favorite pizza place in New York and we were carrying a large pizza through New York City.
What is it called? Supreme?
Oh, I think it was called like Supreme Pizzeria or something.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Love that place.
Oh, I'd go to New York just for a slice.
Yeah.
But we had that pizza.
Remember, I used to get the square one and a regular. Oh.
You got the grandma's.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's meet in New York. Oh, I'm going to be in New York for something at the end of the month. I'll send you a pizza.
Yeah.
But we literally carried a giant pizza through the streets of New York on the subway, on the bus back to where we had parked, and then ate it in the car on the drive home.
On the drive home. Yeah. We're assholes.
So many of our stories.
We ate two pieces at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then we bought the whole pizza to take with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know how many times I watched Kelly eat suspicious street meat hungover in New York City.
Oh, there's nothing better when you're hungover than fucking street meat.
No.
Oh my God, it's the best. Well, it is so good. You get it out of this little truck.
Yeah.
Who knows what's in the meat, but it's good when you're hungover.
Or you buy it out of somebody's trunk.
Yeah.
Out of someone's trunk.
Yeah.
How about when you were pregnant with Clara? I thought they were going to cut your baby out of your belly.
I know.
We go in these back rooms in New York since our kids were baby, like Chloe and Paige were like 3 years old, and we would take them in back rooms to buy fake purses. Okay. So
what horrible humans we are.
She was pregnant with Clara, like 9 months pregnant.
Oh, I was so pregnant.
When you went in those back rooms, you would just like, there would be like a hidden door and you would go in and it would be right there is where they.
Oh yeah. No, this one wasn't.
But this one, you had to go like down the steps and through a sweatshop. I turn around and I look at Christy and I'm like, I think they're taking us down here to cut the baby out of your belly.
Yeah.
Never so scared in my life. I'm like, oh my God. But we didn't turn around and go back.
Oh no. We were like, do you have
we bought that damn purse.
We sure did. And then we probably bought a knockoff piece of like Tiffany jewelry that turned everybody's neck yellow. There was a time that I wasn't staying with you that Randy went out with Dennis and they bought 900. I Love New York. And then the baby ended up in an I Love New York t-shirt because they had to change her in the middle of the night. We were wild.
I left Clara with everybody.
Because she was like the universal baby. Everybody, like she was everyone's baby. She literally was everyone's baby. Actually, this last week, Annie was just talking about that. She was like, oh, Clara, like I hung out with Clara so many times. They would put her in the production office and let her call shots. They'd be like, camera B, we need you to like tighten in.
She would leave Clara with Brooke.
That was one time. That was one time.
No diapers, no nothing. Now, Brooke did not leave to go buy diapers because she was like not even probably old enough to babysit.
Shut up, Kelly.
Mom, I don't have any diapers. I'm like, just get a towel.
We literally said, Brooke, wrap her in a towel. She'll be fine. My God, we're so.
I'm double-sided tape in the makeup thing.
I'm so unfit. Well, when we left, I think they aired opposite. I think they aired Tahoe and then. I think they aired Vegas then Tahoe. I don't remember which way that I don't know. However, season one played out. I don't quite recall. But we actually left Vegas and we rode a bus through the night to Tahoe for real. We were like, oh, and we had to, oh, that's why when we went in the next day, we looked exhausted and the kids started having nervous breakdowns and crying because we'd rode the bus all night because we had to go right on camera to like get the episode done on time. They gave everybody, they were like, oh, we're gonna give everybody a set of seats, like two seats, so that you guys can sleep at night. Kelly stole 400 pillows from the hotel. You had rumor pillows.
And so,
right. But
that was pretty scary taking rumor pillows. You never know what came with.
Oh my God.
That place was bad.
But then I was on the bus with baby Clara, and it was she and I who were sleeping on one seat. And she was just like in my person. And I remember like, dangling on the edge of that seat, thinking like, fuck my life. Like, fuck my life.
I said that every day.
I most likely did as well. But I mean, look, those stories are epic. They are, I mean, Matt, as a fan, do you love hearing those stories?
So I think those stories would be better than what they aired on the show.
Probably.
To be a fly on the wall with us, Christy, would be like, I mean, like we always say, like if people read our texts,
if people read our text, first of all, I don't know if our families would ever talk to us again.
I think our girls would expect.
Maybe. Our girls would be like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My husband spoke to us, but
I'll never forget when you were standing at the front desk and I don't know, Abby's like, your husband's telling people that you said that you found a way to get paid for being a bitch. And my husband said, you found a way to get paid for drinking.
Yeah.
He used to call it the hillbilly lottery. He's like, you two won the hillbilly lottery. He's like, you go on TV, you act like an idiot, and you get paid for it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, I always say when I'm old and gray and I'm sitting on a porch with my friend or like telling my grandchildren about my life, I'm going to be like, oh, Kelly and I are still drinking wine and talking about what happened back when.
In our Golden Girls mansion.
I can't wait. So here's the deal. When all of our respective partners pass on, as most men do before their wives, we are, when I say we, I mean me, I think Clara will commit the felony in my house, just saying. It'll be me, Kelly, and Diane. Those are the only people who've made the cut so far. We're living together in Golden Girls luxury. But instead of cheesecake, we're going to have, what did you say? Salsa and chips?
I don't like sweet stuff.
I do.
Potato chips and dip.
Yeah. But instead of cheesecake on the lanai, we'll have chips and salsa at the pool.
Yes.
Yeah. But we are definitely all going to live together at some point. I think there should be a halfway home for mothers.
I think there should be too.
Like a home for wayward mothers. If you want to submit your application, drop a comment because I'm sure we'll have many submissions. It's an orphanage for like old ladies.
Yep.
Then you could just do a show there.
Yeah.
100% that'd be a show.
Yeah.
My God.
It might be R-rated.
Well, you said you're Rose.
Well, of course I'm Rose. I'm the dipshit.
No, you said you said I'm the whore.
You are. Hey, it's fitting.
I don't know how I'm the whore, but okay, I'm the whore. And Diane's mean Dorothy. All right, do you have any other questions for us?
This is one that we could either do it PG-13 or rated R.
Oh, just give us the R.
Okay. Would the other rather give or receive?
Oh.
How about the PG version?
Well, what's the PG version? That is the PG version?
It's worded one way. Clean is give and receive presents.
Oh.
And then rated R.
Well, I know the answer to Kelly's.
I like to receive presents.
Right. I know. That's what I was going to say. Kelly's a receiver. She's certainly not a giver.
That's why your kids never got privates.
God.
They live at the bottom of the pyramid.
If that's what it took to get a private, I'm going to say no. Oh, Lord.
Melissa and Jill were givers.
I think Melissa and Jill could be givers in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah. So the answer is. You didn't answer about me.
I said.
Oh, I'm a giver?
Receiver.
Yes. We're receivers. Jill and Melissa are givers.
Yes.
All right. Next question. What is the other's favorite dance of their children on or off the show?
Oh.
You're asking me a name of a dance? I don't know the names. You know describe I know it. Which one it is.
Yeah, just describe it.
Oh my God.
I think I know both of yours, but honestly, I feel like it's easy. Paige, I think you like Peaches and Cream. And Brooke, you liked Inchworm.
I don't know the name of yours.
What do you know? A costume?
Blue costume.
Oh, I like to fuss.
Or what's the other one? The white costume.
Ma, he's making, eyes, he's at
making
me.
Eyes at me. I would say Ma, he's making eyes at me.
Yeah, I would say that too. Although on the show, I did really like Dream on a Star.
Yeah.
I like that dance. I did.
That was pretty.
That was blue.
Yeah. I also liked, I really love, I mean, there's plenty of group dances I love. I really love Twilight for a group. I love Twilight. And what's fun, and I should probably, maybe I can post this on the Patreon. What I should do, because I know I've posted Twilight on the Patreon before, but I should post like back-to-back clips of the seniors doing their version of Twilight and then our version of Twilight right like together so that you can see it almost. I mean,
it's like to see that with Where Have All the Children Gone too.
I would have to, you know, I bet you I have that somewhere.
We have it on a recital tape.
Yeah. Yeah. But the other dance I'm dying to see, like now, is I'm dying to see Preacher Man.
Yeah.
I mean, that our children were not in that dance. Okay. So for those of you who do not know about the infamous Preacher Man, when Abby talks about our kids doing anything scandalous, let me lay out the scene of Preacher Man for you. They were all in bras.
Red and black.
No. That was the Italian. Preacher Man, they were black and white. Because Amanda came out in a white number. Like, white bra with her boobs up to her chin. And they had little gloves and little hats, but bras and little skirts with, like, a bow on their ass with their cheeks hanging out. And then they brought out the church pews.
Yeah, they were dancing on church pews.
And there was some girl-on-girl action, for sure. And it was a very scandalous dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Like today, I think that dance nobody would blink twice at. Back in the day when they performed that on Easter weekend, like for a very conservative group, they had an issue.
Yeah.
I remember a judge saying, I've been going to church for 80 years and I've never seen a church lady dress quite like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Imagining that, and the only phrase running through my mind is, be so fucking for real right now.
Yeah, I couldn't be more for real.
Yeah, it was a good dance.
It was a great dance. I mean, when Abby talked about Kathy choreographing a number for the moms that like showcased us in lingerie, like that's how I envisioned us, but we don't look like that in lingerie.
Hello. Yeah. Would not have done that dance, sorry. No,
but that's how I'd like to imagine us.
Moves, Christy. I don't think we would be dancing like them.
And I don't think that we would look like that in this outfit.
No.
I would like a little one piece.
God. I don't think there's Spanx under that.
No, I've never felt so exposed in my life as when I had to wear that costume for the mom dance and I couldn't wear my Spanx. I'm like, what is happening here? There's very loose things. I wasn't used to loose. I was used to everything being like tucked in. Ugh. Oh my. Any other questions?
I just started like crying. I'm skipping around.
That's all right.
We'll do one more and then I'll do the last one.
Okay.
What is the other's guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure.
It's hard because I don't even know the answer of
what yours is.
Yeah. Like when he asked the question, I'm trying to think of my answer of me, not you. And I don't even know mine. Guilty pleasure.
I mean, you were on a Law and Order kick for a while. So you would watch thousands of Law and Orders like in a row.
Mom.
I know, but that's not really a guilty pleasure.
No.
I get it though. That's a guilty pleasure of mine.
I would say Kelly's is food, right? Like you love good food.
I do like good food.
Yeah. And I don't mean, but like, look, you like a fucking chicken and a biscuit. We have seen you eat them on the podcast, but you also like a good meal.
Yeah. God, I don't know what you like.
I don't even know what my guilt. Oh, I mean, I think this could be said for you as well.
What?
Shopping.
Not anymore, no.
I know you don't shop anymore, but you used to shop a lot. Yeah, I like to shop, I would say. I'm trying to fill that empty hole in my soul. It's not working so far.
Yeah.
All right, what's the last one?
Right there, we're end with something cute. What is a time where you're most proud of the other?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Proud of you? I don't think I ever was proud of you now.
Fuck you. Oh, look who's calling me. Jill Vertez. Because I sent her that video.
Oh. Did you see that video?
What one?
Oh, we'll show you between this and the after party because we've already shown it on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll definitely share that.
I know what one you're talking about, but I'm not sure.
Oh, you might have another one.
Oh.
I'm gonna say what I was most proud of you. I mean, I would just say...
I know when you were proud of me.
When you hit Abby in the face?
No.
Oh, when?
When I fell in the pothole and saved...
And you saved the pizza? How many pizza fucking stories can we have? No, I'm going to say I'm proud of you just in general for making it out alive on the other side. Because nobody is ever going to know. And we say this and we don't mean to sound like condescending to other people who go through shit, but like... When it's in a fishbowl that's magnified times a billion and you have 115 countries full of people judging you, like it gets tough, you know? So I'm going to say like you fucking made it through, especially when you were like in that dark time when you were leaving and going to New York and going to your trial every month. And that was a fucking miserable time and you came through. So I think I'm proud of you then.
I survived. So mm-hmm. did you.
Yeah. You know what I think one of my favorite moments with you was?
What?
That we were at our first teen choice and we were standing in the actual like in the theater and Justin Bieber was on stage and we were like two rows back and we're behind like Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift and we're surrounded by everybody and we looked at each other and we're like, who the fuck did we end up here? Like, what are we doing here? That was probably one of those moments I'm like, how do we get here?
It was kind of weird, huh?
Uh-huh. So I'm going to say something that nobody is going to believe me, but I swear on my children, on my grandmother, on anything I hold valuable in my life, whatever year the Housewives of Orange County came on, I had almost like a vision. Like, you know how you sit there and you kind of like daydream or whatever? I knew we were going to end up on a reality show about dance. Like, I almost could envision sitting upstairs. I swear to God on my life. I like saw it happen. It like blipped on my radar and I'm like, huh, that would be weird. And I think I even said something to Abby at one point. I'm like, there needs to be a reality show about dance. And, you know, nothing, because it was just such an off the cuff comment. But I think about it often and I'm like, I fucking knew that somewhere in my soul. I know it sounds weird and nobody has to believe me because, you know, obviously I could have made that up, but I swear to God, I remember thinking that like, we're going to end up on a show about dance. And then it like just left me, went off like, you know, whatever in the atmosphere, never thought about it again until we started filming like the sizzles and stuff. And I was like, oh, here it is.
Ugh.
So sorry, I took you down that rabbit hole. I had to drag you with me.
Although I really like to be a housewife.
What, the Housewives of Pittsburgh?
It's what people call you guys. You're the Housewives of Pittsburgh.
We shopped at JCPenney's.
Yeah, we didn't have the lifestyle there.
No.
That's why I want to be a housewife, is to have that life.
Yeah, exactly.
No. But there was a Super Bowl commercial that was a crossover between Housewives and Dance Moms. Because I remember sitting there, I'm like, we're a fucking Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see it? Let me see if I can do a quick Google. I'll play it on here. I don't know if I can find it quickly. But
after party.
Yeah. I'll do it on the after party. I'll see if I can find it. I don't know if we can, but I think that should be, I think we're just about good for this very special episode. Kelly, cheers to another 20. Oh my God. How old will we be?
I am not going to live another 20 years.
Yes, you are. How old will you be? 74? How old are you? 53? 54?
Fuck your ass.
How old are you?
Two.
Oh, you're 52. So many, you better live.
84, bitch.
You didn't include how old you are is the other question because I thought that'd be easy.
Oh, well.
I don't know how old she is. How old are you? 46?
46, yeah. So 20 years, I'm 66, you're 72. Girl, you better not die before Golden Girls. We got to make that shit happen. Thank you for being a friend. Dun, dun, dun. Travel down the road and back again.
Here's terrible.
go put some ice in it. Goodbye. We'll see you on the after party. Thanks for hanging out and cheers to 20 years. All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Bar.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
And check out our YouTube channel, Back to the Bar, if you want to watch the episodes. The channel is linked in our show notes.
And if you want to join our weekly after party,
where we dish even more dirt,
like naked pizza, Kel, subscribe to our Patreon channel at patreon.com/backtothebar. See you next time.
See you next time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.